This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. It's time for another live edition, and you can give us a call about anything that's on your mind. It's Mark,
Chris,
and Conan.
That's right. It's Free Talk Live, and we do bring show prep to the table, too. Chris, you brought in an article from Reason.com about why folks should vote Libertarian.
This one's actually from The Blaze.
Okay, my mistake.
That's all right. When I come in for a show prep, I bring like 30 things. I throw them all at Mark and confuse the heck out of him. But this is from The Blaze. The headline is, "Their Republican Party has failed them dramatically. Libertarians make case for conservatives to go third party." For some conservatives, Donald Trump became the all-but-decided Republican nominee means it's time to get out of the party.
Yeah, I think this is the way it is for a lot of people. And, I mean, you know, the argument has been all along that the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party is, in fact, a Democrat.
Right.
And that the presumptive nominee for the Libertarian Party is, in fact, a Republican. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you take a look at the policies of these guys, you may come to the conclusion Libertarian's the way to go. I'm of the opinion that Donald Trump has earned the Republican nomination. I'm endorsing him for that because I think he has got the most votes and he should get it. But I'm not. I don't like this backroom shenanigans stuff that goes on at the conventions. I think it's just wrong.
And from a guy who was a big supporter of Ron Paul, we saw those shenanigans and they were horrendous, and like Trump or not, I agree he has earned the nomination. I will say he has not earned my vote.
And by the way, those shenanigans,
yeah,
concerning those shenanigans, both the Democratic and the Republican parties are experiencing what we Libertarians already went through 4 years ago,
yeah,
with,
yeah,
Ron Paul. So yeah, all the Bernie supporters, they're, what do you mean he doesn't have the majority delegates? And the same thing with the Trump with the what was the 8-state rule or something? You have to have the majority of 8 states.
Yeah.
And of course Cruz couldn't get that. So.
And I think this is important what we're seeing, because this is a lesson. This is a lesson to people that have not looked outside of the two-party system. They have placed complete faith in their system that this is the way we choose things, and guess what? It's kind of blowing up in your face, and that's good. That's going to promote change, and or at least dissatisfaction with the status quo.
Right. I think dissatisfaction is a place to start on this. I'm not rooting for people to be dissatisfied with their government. I just realize that they will be.
Yeah.
The system is handed to me as it is. My opinion on it is largely irrelevant. I get to pick. Come November, the first Tuesday in November, whatever it is, I'm going to pick one of these people that are, you know, on the ballot for president. And in all likelihood, I will pick the Libertarian. But, you know, I mean, I've got to get there and see who it is.
You know, yeah. But as long as their dissatisfaction actually leads somewhere, if they're just going to, at the end of the season, well, that's the system, that's how it works, and they just stick their head right back in the sand and go back to sleep and do whatever. I mean, is anyone waking up? Are these dissatisfied Bernie supporters, when they don't get Bernie in the end, are they going to wake up and say, no, there's something wrong with the system that doesn't represent us?
Yeah, so I've been posing that question because I have a lot of liberal friends. I have a lot of progressive friends. I've got a lot of Republican and Tea Party friends, and it's the gamut. But I've been posing
It's strange being a Libertarian, that where we fit right there in the middle, neither side can understand us. Like, why won't you pick a side, Reitman?
Well, they can now because I share their pain, and like I said, that comes with my experience in the Ron Paul candidate as a candidate. But I keep posing the question: if Bernie gets robbed by the party, or if Trump gets robbed by the party, would you consider voting a third party such as Libertarian? And it's interesting, the Republicans, some of them go, Well, I do know a little bit about Gary Johnson, and, you know, he's kind of interesting. And then on the left, I hear people say, well, what's Jill's last name? Jill Stein.
That's the Green Party. At this point, she is not the nominee.
Right.
She's just sort of the presumptive nominee.
But it's interesting because she is a name that more than a few people on the progressive side of the spectrum seem to know. So it's interesting because I'm identifying that there is at least awareness on both sides that there are third parties out there, or more than two.
What people are torn between is sort of the vote from their heart or the strategic vote. So, this is the difficulty here. I was just talking to my mother about it last night.
Sure.
And, you know, she's not – Donald Trump would not have been her first choice, if you know what I mean. But she is – you know, she's as Republican as it gets. Now, I tend to take after my grandmother, who I remember standing next to washing dishes one evening, talking about these issues. This would have been in the 80s, right? About Republicans and Democrats. And she says, I like it when they're split. That way they argue all the time and never get anything done.
Talk radio more interesting.
Right? You know, a little rasp in her voice from the cigarettes. Yeah. I mean, you know, but I'm along her side. My mother has probably never voted for a Democrat.
Right.
So, that's what it comes down to is you just got to decide, do you want to vote with your heart or are you going to say that my vote is going to cancel out the vote of a moron?
Yeah.
And, that's what you do. Well, for me, I've looked at the math over and over and over again on this, and I can't see trying to vote strategically as making any sense. Because there has never, in the history of the United States, when you look at presidential elections, and you have to look at the state level because there's no such thing as a national election in the United States. There is no election that is larger than a state election.
Sure.
They're all decided at the state level. There has never been one of these states, even if it wouldn't have made a difference in the outcome with the electors, there has never been one state that has been decided by one vote.
Sure.
Even when there were fewer people in the states, from what I can tell.
Right.
Not one time. Even if you were, for whatever reason, you had 100 votes to give, there's never been a state that's been decided by 100 votes. Now, it would have made Florida very, very close in 2000.
Mm, yeah, right.
There's no doubt about it. That was a very close race. But again, if I was in Florida, I was in Florida in the year 2000. I could not vote in that. I was culled
right.
of the felons, voting and that sort of thing. But if I had, and I had voted, it wouldn't have made a difference. No matter who I voted for, I likely would have voted for Harry Brown in that election.
Oh, we'd never know because that Chad would be flapping in the breeze from your vote, and knows what you would have voted
for. It's electronic
for.
Voting systems where I was at the time. So, yeah.
All right, continuing the story, we're getting tons of email from people inquiring into the party who are fed up with the GOP or just say, this is the last straw, I'm coming to the Libertarian Party. Carla Howell, political director of the Libertarian National Committee, said, we're just seeing a surge in interest that I've never seen before. The average Republican tends to be more libertarian than mainstream Republican politicians.
I think that's true.
I agree. And Trump, who many see as questionably conservative due to his previous stances on issues, becoming the nominee is pushing more of them towards a third-party option. And I do absolutely agree with that. So I talk to a lot of conservatives in my town, and when we talk about a lot of the different topics that, may come up, and maybe it's drug policy or things like that, I hear more and more of them, being very – taking the libertarian side of things. And I don't think that's restricted to my little town.
One of the problems with local politics is that libertarians and Republicans tend to sound similar.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Republicans is on sort of a national level when you give them a military that they can move around the world, that's when they get really deadly.
Or when they want to defend their religion and make it completely national and, everything based on their belief system.
Those are the social conservatives, but there's the Republican Party has social conservatives, fiscal conservatives, these people, and neocons. These people kind of move in there, and I can with the fiscal conservatives, I really can communicate well with them.
Sure.
I remember during the Bush administration when it was one, the House, the Senate, and the White House were all Republican.
Right.
They'd said they cut it to the bone. I remember they'd raised the size of the government 60% and said, we've cut it all, we can cut it. Exactly. Apparently, Bill Clinton was a better Republican than the Republicans.
I don't know.
That is the example the Democrats will bring up every time.
But when I looked at those Republicans back then, the problem I had with them was the military. And, you know, a few bucks here and a few bucks there, that's one thing. You drop a bomb on somebody's kid, that's entirely different. Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Thursday edition. We probably should talk about Daryl not being in the driver's seat tonight.
Yeah, and where he is.
Where is he?
I believe he's debating with other libertarians. That never happens.
Yeah, isn't that? I was just thinking about that. You know, I try to post and share as many of his stories that come up. There was one, the Blaze did a story on him about him refusing to file with the FEC. And he talked about how the IRS is, you know, doesn't need to be there. And when what I see, he had a pretty big little spot there. Darryl's running for president.
Yeah, Darryl's running for president.
And
yeah.
He's actually rubbing shoulders with Johnson and McAfee and this other guy. I don't even remember his name.
You can rub guy. Johnson's without running for president.
But I mean, isn't that something, you know, our Darryl is actually, you know, he's on RT right now doing a debate, and this is big TV.
Yeah.
He missed the Stossel one because for whatever reason, and he missed the Penn Jillette one in Nevada, but because they only have so much room, and this is a horse race that Americans, they can't understand anything bigger than a couple of individuals. The Republican debates have been completely different this year, where it's, how many were on the stage at one time? Like 10? 10 at a time?
10 or 11.
They have that many libertarians at the start of this.
Yeah, but they only put a couple on at a time, and it's, you know, it's really sad that the guys that start off popular, you know, get to talk their, talk the talk. And, you know, maybe I don't like Johnson. Maybe he's not libertarian enough for me.
Well, some people feel that way, yeah.
Yeah, what I like about seeing Darryl mix it up in these is he is bringing a completely different viewpoint. There is very much that Republican/libertarian libertarian out there, and that really is Johnson to me.
Actually, Darryl says Austin Peterson's pretty good. It's just that he doesn't particularly like him as a human being.
Sure. Somehow or another, when we were taking that silly what candidate do I identify with best test, Darryl was like 99.9% for me, and Peterson was next. And I don't even get that
for me, too.
The guy is squirmy. He reminds me of a born-again Baptist preacher type.
He's only asking to go to Washington, D.C.
With his huge ego, and he's, God, he makes my skin crawl.
It seems like an appropriate place for him to me. I just want to tell you how you can get a loan here. I went through this process at loanus.com. You can get up to $35,000 from them. Small loans, large loans, whatever you need. You don't have to shop around anymore. You just go to loanus.com. It's convenient. It's online. You connect with a lender based on your unique background, and they provide you with a loan of up to $35,000. You got to be, you got to expect a loan that's going to be commensurate with your credit. And, you know, in my case, the rate wasn't so bad. For whatever reason, I didn't expect my credit to be as good as it was. I don't really take out loans much. But, you use the loan to pay for emergency expenses or medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, even taxes, whatever you got to do. It's up to you. LoanUS.com. All I can say is I went through the process. And I was happy with the service that I received, and I would encourage you, if you need to get a loan, try this out, loanus.com.
By the way, one real quick thing. When I'm reading these articles about Darryl, when they talk about the libertarians in general, Darryl always ends up too libertarian of a libertarian.
It's a shame that there needs to be a libertarian caucus of the Libertarian Party.
It's amazing to me that the guy who actually, you know, follows the non-aggression principle is the one, he's getting the most flack for being too libertarian of a libertarian, and Johnson getting the most support is, like you said earlier, he's a Republican.
He's the only one with executive experience out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, Clinton, you might make the argument, but Johnson was governor for 2 years.
Yeah.
Clinton's only been a senator. She has legislative experience. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind?
You know what? I voted today.
Sarah?
Is there volume on?
Let me see if I have done something incorrect. It doesn't appear to be the case. Maybe we'll put her on hold and see what's going on there. I don't know the answer.
Hello?
Leave it to the board op to figure it out.
Yeah. Back to Darryl, what I like about what Darryl brings to the table and brings to debates is it is pretty much a pure voluntarist point of view that we're not getting from anybody else.
Yeah.
And what I think is interesting about the debate on the libertarian side is it is a broad scope of different idea sets. You know, you do have everything from a good libertarian Republican, I think, in somebody like Gary Johnson, all the way down to the anarchist, to the anarcho-capitalist, to the voluntarist like Daryl. And I think that's good.
And you got your greenie, too. The Stein.
Yeah. Well, she's in a different...
Yeah, I like Stein. I mean, she's... You know, frankly... If you're a if you're a Bernie supporter, there's no particular, and you actually support Bernie for his principles, mm-hmm. as opposed to
What you're gonna get in return? What bailouts you're gonna get?
Well, no. I mean, you know, okay, if you support him because you like free stuff, that's another good reason to vote for Jill Stein. She's all about the free stuff,
right?
You know, for me, I support Bernie because between of the Democrats that were on the stage, when the Democrats were on the stage, he seemed least likely to bomb some country
right.
in the Middle East. Clinton seemed most likely. So
she's already on a record for starting a war. And of course,
what are we talking about?
Benghazi.
Okay,
take your pick.
The violence was already going on over there, right?
Oh yeah, but they just escalated it. They didn't let it happen because that's you know, more bombs, more money for the
people. Is that the conspiracy theory that they allowed it to? And this is incompetence.
I'm thinking all these guys are allowing it to happen. It's on their list of things to do, and because they have supporters and they got to make sure their supporters are happy. And
I understand you've stopped giving them the benefit of the doubt these days. I'm clear.
If they're in D.C., I mean, I have a hard time looking past Concord, our capital, our legislators.
I don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
I don't give my city council members the benefit of the doubt. But I mean, the guys in D.C. are making decisions on my behalf. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I don't know this. Guy. I don't know Trump. I don't know Bernie.
I don't think anybody can objectively look at Clinton's time as Secretary of State and say the world is a safer place or she promoted peace.
We sure are better off now.
Right, yeah. But I think of all the cabinet positions, if there is a mandate for peace, it seems like it would sit with the State Department. They're the ones that are doing all the diplomacy,
yeah.
maintaining
but the State Department hasn't been around about that for a very long time.
I know
They're really
that.
About
I know that.
Using the power of the U.S. military to get what they want from every single country. They've got people assigned to each country. It's like, okay, this is the crap we want from this, you know, podunk banana republic down in South America. You know, go get it from them.
Exactly.
And if you've got to give them, throw a bunch of money at them, go ahead and do it.
If you have to take their leader out and put your puppet, right. put another puppet
if
in.
If it takes a sniper, we'll send them.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure everybody remembered they have a corporate role, too, and that they certainly do. Yes.
I was down in Belize. I was leaving the country, getting my shakedown, and I was actually the booth in which the bureaucrats sat that would look through my stuff, my paperwork, had a sticker on it from the United States that's supplied by the, you know, whatever. There's a video at Free Talk Live, the Free Talk Live Facebook page. You can see I accidentally took a video instead of a picture, but it's there. Look through our videos and you can see it.
And of course,
the first video we ever put up.
And, of course, our booth here in the States is probably made in China, but we have enough.
Oh, I'm not claiming that the booth was made in the United States.
Oh, we just
believe that it was paid for by the United States.
Yeah, we bought it from China, and then we put our sticker on it and shipped it over there.
A big American flag there in Belize as I'm leaving. Like, what the heck? And this is right before the next bureaucrat shook me down on the international flight, and I still had a knife on me. I forgot. I got on the plane. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live's live Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're reading an article from The Blaze about why it's a good idea for Republicans. Is it just Republicans or Democrats, too?
This is specific to Republicans.
Okay, Republicans to vote for the Libertarian this go-around.
And I think that the Bernie supporters, when they lose, or not when they don't get him at the end of the day, you know, they're going to want to... What are they going to do?
Are they going to want to vote for the Libertarian, or are they going to want to vote for the Green?
Or vote for Trump.
My informal polling says that none of them want to cast a vote for Clinton.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm...
I like that.
You know, some of them are going to fall in line,
yeah,
and some of them won't, is what, really what it's going to come down to. I think it's going to be a banner year for minor parties.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to Beck on Wednesday. I can't believe I was, but these guys were actually making an argument. They hate Trump so much. These are the Christian Republican types.
Uh-huh.
They're
fiscal conservatives.
They were making an argument for voting for Hillary.
What?
Or losing their vote, voting
for more of a Republican than Trump is. Yeah. Yes, she stands.
But it was all about who is going to be more authoritarian, who's more the dictator, and who's more likely to drop a bomb on someone. And in their eyes, it's Trump.
Yeah, well, not to me. not to me. Whatever. I don't care. The fact is, my vote is not going to make the difference between Hillary and Trump, so I am not going to get all bunged up about it. Somebody will take the office in November. After that, I will have voted for the person that, you know, that to me is the best choice for whatever reason.
You can also go the stance of voting for the person you think is going to bring it down faster. That might be a tactic. Well, I mean,
I'm not going to vote for aggression against my neighbor. I think it is aggression.
Right.
I think it's actually aggression to vote for bad things to happen to your neighbor.
Mm.
Now, I get that there's this sort of claim that, you know, that any politician you vote for is going to use aggression against somebody, so therefore you're always voting against aggression. I get that point. As long as we're in this system, I can vote for fewer lashes, fewer times to be hit with the whip. Fine. I'll do that.
You just want to be less of a slave at the end of the day.
Well, you won't be less of a slave, but you'll be whipped less.
Yeah.
If you've, I want to tell you real quick about Liberty Health Share. So you've missed the health care deadline and don't have any form of health care? Liberty Health Share has the answers. Yes, they do. They really do. You can, you know, you think, oh, I can't get any health care now. The enrollment period's done. What? Forget about that. Liberty Health Share offers an affordable, and for our family, just a bit over half, health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Let's go to Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I would like to talk about, you know, different Obama and what he's about to do.
Ralph, are you in a submarine? Ralph, stop. Hold on. We're having a difficult time hearing you, Ralph. Back off your phone just about an inch, okay?
Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's much better.
Perfect.
All right. You know, what this man Obama is about to do in Nagasaki and Hiroshima is to rob Asian sensitivity the wrong kind of way. Okay? I don't know who gave him the idea that he should visit that place, but however, that is the wrong kind of idea.
Okay, so let me make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, Ralph. You're saying that he's going to Nagasaki to give a speech, I assume, having something to do with
he's apologizing for the bomb.
I'm sorry, Ralph. What was that?
What apologizing? Yeah, well, that's more like. You put the right description for that one.
Sorry. It sounds like he won't apologize for the bomb.
Okay. But nevertheless, you know, you have been talking about the election in the Philippines, and I want to give you...
You're from the Philippines, right?
Yes. I am from there. You know, this man, Duterte... If we go by the American standard, Obama is a wild animal, and Duterte, in my opinion, is an outlier.
I thought we were going to hear something about the Philippines.
No, talk about the visit to Japan. What's Obama doing over there? We don't know.
Yes, we do not know. That's why he's playing wild on us, because every move this man does, is unpredictable. But on the other hand, by the standard of the Philippines, Obama would be tame, would be domesticated, while Duterte would be considered a wild card. you know, but that has something to do with them not being able to, you know, distinguish between the personality and the character, okay? They
right.
believe that this is a cold personality. They never know El Negro the way we do here in this country. That being said...
Yeah, you certainly said it.
I would like to believe that there is going to be a race war in this country the way...
Why would you like to believe that there's going to be a race war? That sounds like a terrible thing to want.
I agree.
Well, look at how he funded to the black at Howard University. Okay? You know, I never...
Who's on which side here on this race war? Is it like everybody against the black folks? Or is it going to be Latinos and blacks on one side? Where do the Jews go? How about the Arabs?
That's going on in this country right now, okay?
I don't know.
This is not no longer a situation black and white, okay, in this country.
Uh-huh.
You also got conflict between Asian and black, okay? You probably is following that case with that police officer in New York, Peter Liang. You familiar with that case?
I'm still stuck on the idea that you think there's going to be a race war. To me, somebody who claims there's going to be a race war usually says more about them than it does about the condition of the country.
And then you got the trial of this police officer. You know, they haven't had this. They make sure that it's a black and white situation.
Right. So you're contending that Obama is banning the flames of a race war. Is that what you're saying?
Obama is banning the flame. You got it. You put
right.
it.
All right.
You spot on when you describe that whole situation.
Well, a lot of people share your opinion, but the question is who would hope that there is one? I mean, I try to do everything in my life and live my life in such a way that I avoid fanning any animosity from anybody, and I forget about color completely. So
you know, I would say it goes further than just race, because they're fanning the flames of all minorities out there, LGBT community, the millennials, and the fact that poor people and against rich people. I mean, anything that they can attack.
It's not like you don't hear a lot of besieged white folks. You know, the people that feel besieged.
You,
out there.
You mean with our white privilege?
Oh.
No, we don't have. I don't have anything to argue about. Mark, I'm a white guy. I mean, I had all the privilege and all the benefits and all of the. I mean, so I have to go sit in my corner and put my kid gloves on whenever I handle any of the other minority groups out there.
I hate to break it to everybody, but this is not about race. This is about progressive policies and progressive politics. You cannot come in to provide all the solutions as the government if everybody's getting along. You have to divide people. You have to stir the pot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make anger from one group to another so you can fix it.
And it makes good news, too.
What do you think? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or TwiningsUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Thursday edition with Mark,
Chris,
and Conan.
The number's 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. We're trying to get through an article here about, libertarians making the case that the Republicans should vote libertarian this go-round. And I think it's going to probably be a pretty good year for third parties generally.
I think so, too. This is the Blaze article. It continues. The average Republican tends to be more libertarian than mainstream Republican politicians, Howell said. And Trump, whom many see as questionably conservative due to previous stances on issue, becomes the nominee to push more of them towards a third-party option. Rank-and-file Republicans are very libertarian, and they love the stuff that libertarians are talking about, especially when it comes to taxes, she said. Especially for those who are aware of and admitting to the fact that their Republican Party has failed them dramatically when it comes to taxes and spending. A joke website making the rounds on Twitter this week proclaiming itself as the case for Trump, and that is www.thecasefortrump.com. Using saltier language than we'll repeat here, the site proclaimed that there isn't one and linked to the website of the Libertarian Party. Libertarians will decide their own 2016 presidential nominee May 29th at their convention in Orlando, Florida. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, a previous Libertarian presidential candidate, is running again along with about 17 other hopefuls,
including our very own Daryl W. Perry.
The Libertarian Party is hoping to poach some of the many Republicans who can't bring themselves to vote for Trump or his likely Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, in 2016. Quote, I think this is going to be a real banner year for the Libertarian Party, unquote, Howell said. In an interview with The Blaze, she explained the issue-by-issue case that libertarians are currently making to conservatives to go third party. And it's a long article, but maybe we can just toss out some of these things and maybe we can talk about it and then we can go back to the article. What say you, King Mark?
I think that that's the case.
Yeah. All right. The first issue is taxes. So where have we been with Democrats on taxes? Anyone?
Anti-war.
Where have we been?
Libertarians are anti-war, and so are most of the Democrats. They say they are anyways. Of course, all their anti-war activists have disappeared in the Obama years.
So what you're saying is that Democrats and Libertarians, when it comes to taxes going towards the military, they tend to agree.
Mm-hmm. But if we're trying to find commonplace with the diehard Republicans, we're probably not going to get far as soon as we say, let's close some bases. Let's bring the troops home.
America's really war weary right now.
I think so too.
And if you really, really support the troops, and I know a lot of you wear your ribbons and you got the bumper stickers on, you would be all over bringing your sons and daughters home and just giving those bases over. Let Germany have the base. Let Japan have the stupid base. Let South Korea have the base.
What would be the worst case scenario there?
I mean, it's not like these people can't take care of themselves these days. I mean, South Korea, maybe, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, they were having some problems. But
what you guys are ignoring are all the U.S. companies that are now doing business in those parts of the world thanks to the U.S. military. So on the subject of taxes, we'll bounce back to the article real quickly, and they're looking for a much simpler answer, but in general, we can look back at Democrats and say they traditionally have not shied away from taxes. They're more or less for them. They want higher spending, and they actually realize that to do that, it will take higher taxes. Republicans generally always talk about having lower taxes, but they never...
When
they have the power to do it, they never really come close to doing it. And even if you look at like some of the massive tax cuts... You know, even the Reagan tax cuts were fairly targeted, you know, and Bush didn't do much with that. So I think when you talk to rank and file Republicans and say, no, libertarians really do believe that taxes need to be
reined in
on scales of order lower than they are now or eliminated completely, you're going to get more people that are going to listen. In a Republican side.
Yeah, I don't want to be a radical here, but I just like to see I thought the government was too big under Clinton. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I get that there's been...
And the guy before him.
Inflation. Right. Well, I didn't think that.
Oh.
I didn't... It wasn't until Clinton that I actually thought the government needed to be smaller. Maybe you felt like that way.
Well, I was young in those days. And
yeah.
So, I mean, I wasn't thinking about politics. But I was raised in a family where it was always... And granddad listened to Rush Limbaugh. My dad is, I don't know, he was too way off the beaten track.
Right.
But I mean, they're always, the taxes and the Democrats and the government's too big and da-da-da-da-da. They're always taking more and more and more. And so I've always known that. But then, of course, yeah, I mean, the older I get, the least acceptance I have of the current situation. There is no hope. I don't think there's any hope. Voting, there is no solution except to... Tear it down.
I think we have to look. We have to go way back to the 80s to find like an optimal size of government. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I think you have to go back to the 1880s.
No, I meant the 1780s.
Okay.
Yeah. That's about it.
Good job. You recovered. I think it's if you went to the 90s and said, hey, look, well, I thought the government was too big here. Let's go for 1998 and then take the budget size and then increase it. The amount of inflation, you know how they lie with the inflation.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you get. You get the 1998 budget plus the multiplied times inflation every year until this year, and that's what you guys have to play with. You would see a dramatic decrease in the amount of spending next year because that's all the budget would be for.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't be. You would immediately see a surplus coming in. Now that's a budget surplus. That doesn't mean that the debt would be paid off because you can't pay the debt off. We talked about that last week. How money is debt.
Yep.
And so or U.S. dollars at least are debt. And so you can't pay the debt off. But nonetheless, you'd be spending less. And this would, how can you argue? Hey, Democrats, we're going back to your standard bearer, Clinton.
Exactly.
Here, and we're going with his stuff, and all we're doing is adjusting for inflation. You don't think you've been lied to by the Treasury Department with the inflation numbers all these years, do you?
Yeah.
You don't think that this is just a big pack of lies that these people in the government that you think are so awesome are? The Republicans aren't going to cry about it, are they?
Well,
I mean, there'd be smaller, lower spending for them.
The Republicans are sucking down their own benefits, their own entitlements.
I don't mean Republican politicians.
I'm talking about the people. What about Social Security? What about all these programs that I'm not going to get? What about Medicaid, Medicare? I mean, these are programs that aren't going to exist by the time I'm able to collect.
Can any Republican argue to me that I shouldn't be able to opt out of Social Security? I'm 45 years old. I paid in Social Security the majority of the years of my life at this point.
And you would walk away right now.
And I would be willing to walk away from it because you know just as you know darned well by the time I hit 65, all you're going to be able to do is buy a can of dog food a day with that. I mean, I'm gonna be eating Alpo in order to survive if the only thing I've got is Social Security.
It'll be Bernie Sanders Alpo because there will no longer be a free market.
It'll be because there's only one flavor of dog food, right? We don't need 20 different flavors of dog food. It's one is good enough. Why do you need all these options?
What dogs want options for?
We talked about taxes. Let's go to the next issue, and that is gun rights. The Libertarian Party has always been completely pro-gun. Republican politicians sometimes sell out on that, too,
yeah.
Howell said. She argued that the GOP sometimes wants to enforce existing gun laws rather than getting rid of laws that restrict the ability of gun owners to defend themselves.
I think most gun owners understand libertarians are there to protect them. Let's go to Ron, calling in from Virginia. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I think it might have been Conan, but basically when they were talking about the war weariness, I was listening to Tom Woods, and there was this lady he was interviewing. That she was like a military analyst, and she was saying that Trump won states like South Carolina and Alabama because those are very pro-military states, but they are exactly that. They are extremely war-weary, and they are tired of sending people off to foreign theaters. And so the idea that, that Republicans are always going, or conservatives are always going to be neocons and want to go and, put their footprint on every soil that's not American, I don't think that holds true as so much as it did, say, 15 years ago.
I think you're probably right, and I think there's a big difference, and I think what this article brings up is there's such a difference between the rank-and-file Republican, the man on the street, versus the Republican Party leadership, and those are the guys that are out of touch.
Bernie Sanders voted for the funding on that disastrous F-35 thing because it's flying out of Burlington. I mean, cha-ching, right? It's all about money for the state. So, and the amount, I think it's over $1 trillion they dumped into that stupid flightless bird.
I think you have two different types of big war Republicans, and one of them are the imperialists who want to control and police the world because they think it's their responsibility. And then you have the other ones that are like the preemptive: we have to kill tourists before they kill us. And
fear.
And then you got Republicans who are clearly war weary, and they just want to bring everything home. So I guess you got three different types.
And those Republicans, the third one you mentioned, are actually probably libertarians, more libertarians
right.
than Republicans, but they just don't know where to go because there's only two parties.
I agree.
I'd agree.
Thanks for the call, Ron. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I'd be interested in your opinions on U.S. foreign policy. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk
Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker, and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.